Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
He still believes the American dream. That his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and for the first time, legendary singer and songwriter and Grammy Hall of Famer Aaron Neville, yes, that Aaron Neville, tells his personal story of overcoming poverty, racism, addiction, and loss through faith, family, and music. His memoir, Tell It Like It Is, My Story, and Aaron joins us here on the National Defense. Aaron, how are you?
I'm fine. Hey. A nice pretty day today, sunny.
Man, great to talk to you. You know, you've got that beautiful falsetto. Anytime I think of Aaron Neville, I think of two things. I think of New Orleans. I think of your one of my favorite songs you did with Linda Ronstadt, I Don't Know Much.
Mine too.
Is it really? How was that recording with her?
Oh, it was great. We did a lot of stuff together. We did four songs on her album, Cry Like a Rainstorm, and she did stuff on some of my album, like Close Your Eyes, and we did Christmas stuff together and Song of Bernadette. She's my singing partner.
That's not a bad singing partner.
No doubt.
Hey, what is it, Aaron, at 82, what was it that you finally made you say, I need to tell my story?
Well, when the Neville Brothers did their book, it was all four of us trying to put stuff in there, and I didn't get everything I wanted to say in it. So, I don't want to wait till I'm gone and somebody else be trying to write it that wasn't that. See, I was there every step of the way, you know?
Yeah, and
I know all the details.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so surprising, some of the stuff about, especially your childhood, and you grew up in a housing project, and you actually got hooked on heroin at 16 years old, right?
Well, I started at 16. I didn't get hooked till later, but that's when I first started.
And how did you get started on that?
Well, I've been hearing about it in the Calio Project, guys doing it, and I was inquisitive. So, my brother Charles and his girlfriend Barb, I knew they were doing this. So I told them, I was playing music, making money. So I said, I want to sew, and I did it. First day they talked me out of it, and I watched them go through their whatever, nodding and stuff, and I said, well, I'm gonna come back tomorrow with some more money, I want to do it. So the next day I did it, and it was like
and you say it kind of got into your brain.
Yeah, it's like it was something that I wanted to do because of my inquisitive nature and And I've been hearing stories about it. People was going to Angola and penitentiary for it too, but it didn't deter me, you know?
Yeah. We're talking to Aaron Neville here in the National Defense's memoir, Tell It Like It Is, My Story. And, of course, kind of based on your first number one hit, Tell It Like It Is, released in 1966. Aaron, talk about the fact that, okay, so your heritage is black and Native American, and so you had that going against you in 1966, but also trying to break into the recording business. That had to be a tough time.
Well, it was. I mean, I thought Tell Like It Is the key to success, but, you know, I think God knew that I wasn't ready for it, so, you know, he figured if I'd have got too much money, I might have joined the 27 Club, you know, with Jimi Hendrix and...
Yeah,
a bunch of them at 27, left the earth, you know?
Well, and you know, but once your career got started, then you just you had that sound. You just had that distinctive sound, and you know that so many people appreciate. And our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. I'm sure you've performed at some bases and for some of these folks, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. And give props to all the men and women out there protecting our country.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you were part of the soundtrack of Vietnam and so many other things, and all of that stuff going on. And you guys, you and your brothers, just kept on singing. What is your most memorable performance, either by yourself or with your brothers?
Maybe at the Apollo Theater, Christmas of 1966. And I said, made it, Mom, at the Apollo.
Yeah. And you talk about in your book, too, that you really found healing and your salvation in music, and that after your first wife passed away, that you started using some of her pain pills, I guess. Some of her
opioids, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, opioids. And what was that moment like, and I've read about this, when your now wife discovered you're trying to take some keys out of your pocket, and you had like 15 Vicodin fall out of your pocket. What was that like?
That was the moment of truth, because Sarah said she had dated a guy that had been an addict, and she knew what it was all about. She saw this and said, "No, I not this again."
Right, absolutely.
So, I mean, I had about 200 pills. I gave them all to her. She disposed of them, and that was it. That was 2009.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, right place at the right time. Aaron, tell me about your farm, man. You live in New York on a farm now, right? Upstate New York?
Well, it's a farm. I mean, we didn't close down a lot of it, but it's a wonderful place. I call it my cathedral, you know. I sit out there with my dog Apache, and I mean, it's just so peaceful. It's like come out in the morning and you know, spring, the birds singing, and you might see a deer, you might see rabbits, you might see fox, whatever, you know, even a bear.
sounds like a song.
Enchanted Forest, yeah.
Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time, man. Best of luck with your memoir, Tell It Like It Is, My Story. Aaron Neville here in the National Defense. And have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Baby, my time is too expensive. And I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart. It makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, baby, I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed.
other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
With fall savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,600 off select appliances from top brands like Samsung, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. Wash and dry in one cycle with the Samsung Ultra Capacity All-in-One Washer Dryer Combo from the Home Depot. And get laundry day done faster, running a super speed load in just 98 minutes. Right now, shop fall savings for up to $1,600 off select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Price about September 26th through October 16th. U.S. only. See store online for details. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there is a great new show that is just gone into national syndication, Cutler's Court. And in Cutler's Court, Judges Dana and Keith Cutler hear from a large assortment of couples who are having difficulty in their relationships, cheating, paternity, money, whatever. It's come to a boiling point, and the ultimate decision for the Cutlers to make in every episode is should the relationship continue or should they call it quits? Judges Dana and Keith join us here on the National Defense. How are you guys this morning?
We are great.
Hey, Dana, let me ask you this. You guys have been married for what, like 35 years?
It will be 35 years in June, so we're creeping up on it.
All right, so if you guys went before a judge today and talked about how your marriage life has been, would there be some issues to be resolved?
I don't think so. So far, we have been able to get over the mountains of marriage, and I'm not gonna say there are some scars, but there may be some scars there, but we've managed to figure it out, you know. And I think the key to it was we decided early on in our relationship, like when we were dating, how we would argue, and we had pretty much stuck with that plan, and it has actually worked for us.
So, Keith, how do you argue?
Apparently unsuccessfully, because he wins more of the arguments.
That's only because I'm right more.
Okay. See what I mean? Yeah. We try to argue fair. We don't personally attack each other. We try to really stick to the issues. And with the couples that we see in Cutler's Court, that's a big issue that we see. They are so hell-bent on just trying to attack each other or tear the other person down that they never really get to the issue that they're fighting about.
Yeah. And Dana, on Cutler's Court, what is it that you see most? I mean, is there a recurring theme in terms of whether it's money or infidelity or anything like that?
You know, it sounds like an old saw. The inability to communicate your needs, your concerns, that is, I almost feel like they need to teach it in school. Like, how do you tell somebody I'm unhappy?
Mm.
How do you tell someone I don't like this? And what happens is people are like, read my mind. And the person's not reading your mind. Surprise, surprise. And so it just continues to build. And then it shows up in different ways. Like, I'm going on social media, DMing secretly this babe, or I like your pictures, or it becomes a barrel in which stuff ferments and gets really nasty.
Yeah, you know, and I think too, Keith, this is another point in my marriage. We just celebrated a 40th anniversary, and I think, you know,
congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, complimenting your spouse. You know, I always tell my wife, I say, you have the most incredible, the sexiest body that I have access to right now.
That's a slightly loaded compliment.
but it counts. It counts as a compliment.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. Does it count, Mr. Cutler? Really? Does it count?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You know, and it's,
let me just.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just say, don't give me that compliment.
Okay, I won't steal that compliment, but you might get something Randy-esque, you know?
No, sir.
Hey, speaking of which, so our show is based in Kansas City, and you guys are in Kansas City, right?
Yes.
We are. I'm a Kansas City girl. I was raised here, and then I brought my husband to Kansas City. Go Chiefs, go Royals.
Absolutely.
I'm all 100% in.
Yeah, I was so excited to see that because I did the morning show on Q104 here for like 13 years. And then we started this show for active duty military and veterans and their families. And, you know, Keith, as I'm sure you guys have seen some military couples go through your court, you know, that's one of the things when you've got a spouse that's been deployed, when they come back, a lot of times it's not the same.
It's not, because each of them has been through their own set of experiences. We always think about the service people, and we are very thankful for their service, and we have some idea what they go through, but it's also difficult on the person who is left behind, who's trying to maintain the family, maintain the household, maintain everything. So, yeah, it's hard on both parts.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
I just want to say my dad was in the Army, served in Korea, was stationed at Fort Leavenworth, had all of my uncles. I had an uncle in every branch on my mother's side. So love you all. Love what you do. God bless every one of you and your families. We just want to thank them for their service and their dedication. Mm-hmm. Without them, we wouldn't be, right?
Yeah. Right. Right. Thank you so much. Please join me in thanking our veterans and active duty military. Hey, as a veteran yourself, you got to appreciate T-Mobile's commitment to supporting service members and military spouses. I just talked to a vice admiral yesterday who is the CEO of the Armed Services YMCA, and they are doing everything they can to support military families on bases and especially military spouses. T-Mobile's exclusive discounted rate plan saves military and veteran families $720 a year with four lines. Plus, they're well on their way to hiring 10,000 veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com to see how T-Mobile supports service members and military families.
Saving versus Go 5G plans. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Qualifying credit required.
We're talking to Dana and Keith Cutler here on the National Defense, the two-time Emmy-nominated trial attorneys, and the new show, Cutler's Court. Keith, maybe you can help me out with a situation I'm having in my marriage. So I like to play golf. I like to play golf, and my wife doesn't play golf. Well, recently, like 2 months ago, she says, you know what? I've decided that I'm going to take up golf, and I'm going to go and play golf with you. And I said, oh, okay. That's great. That's great news, honey. And she doesn't realize that the reason I play golf is to get away from her. So what do I do, Keith?
The best way to do that is to have a designated time for you and her to play golf. It's not to the exclusion of when you are going out with your buddies. Because that still needs to exist, but have a designated time for you and her to go out. And so if you're going out four times a month, maybe you only go out three times a month with your buddies and one time a month with her.
I like that, but I mean, I've created a monster now because she is, I mean, yesterday she, hey, can we go to the driving range? Okay. I can. And now I feel like I'm cheating on her when I'm playing golf with my buddies.
Yeah, well, she has to understand that, you know, everybody needs, and in a couple relationship, everybody needs their alone time.
Yes.
And alone time doesn't necessarily mean alone. It could be with your set of friends or your interests or your hobbies. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we tell couples that on the show that, look, just because you're not spending every waking moment together doesn't mean there's something wrong with your relationship. Each of you needs your individual time so that you can grow as a person and contribute back to the relationship.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll be playing this back for her. Thank you guys so much. I can't wait to see the show. This is going to be so cool. Cutler's Court, Dana and Keith Cutler, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We enjoyed it.
So much fun.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Would taxing the rich actually solve our problems? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. All of America's 550 billionaires have a combined net worth of $2.5 trillion. Even if we tax them at 100%, we'd have enough money to fund the government for 8 months. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at WoundedWarriorProject.org/possible.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we're going to talk about space a little bit here, and this is a fascinating situation that we want to tell you about. First of all, let me tell you about Brigadier General Mark Baird. He's the president of Virgin Orbit National Systems, retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General. He was named president of Virgin Orbit in August of 2021. He began his career in the Air Force in 89, served in a variety of high-ranking positions, including that of Vice Commander of the United States Air Force Space and Missile Systems Center, and joins us here in the National Defense. General, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
I mean, this is some pretty high-level stuff we're talking about here. You guys just had your fourth successful launch, and we'll get into that here in just a minute or so. But let's talk about your career, your military career a little bit. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I came in, like you said, in 89 and quickly moved from I was in contracting for a while, understanding, you know, the business relationship, if you will, between the Department of Defense and its contractor base, but moved into space early in my career and then moved into program management. And then and all bets were off. I learned a lot about how the space industry works, both from the launch vehicle side and the space vehicle side and the ground command and control side, which are three distinct things that have to come together to provide a capability, and was able to spend some time in Los Angeles at Space and Missile Systems Center, as you said, two or three assignments there at the National Reconnaissance Office. I had a number of assignments, six, which is probably too many, but had a number of assignments in the Pentagon. So really seeing the business, if you will, from the program side, the contractor side, how the Pentagon operates, which is an art in and of itself.
Right. I'll put it that way. I'll bet.
And the Hill, the interface with the Hill and the office of the executive office of the president, which includes OMB, the White House and others. So it was a great career, a lot of moving, but I really think that it was fascinating in that I got to see almost every aspect of the business as I was coming through the ranks.
And from the ground level too. From the startups of all of this.
Right, yeah. I was on the very, very first team that created the Evolved Expendable Launch Vehicle program, which is the big launcher nowadays that we almost take for granted. That program was a tough one to build from the ground up. And so now it's very successful, and it's lent itself to a new way of looking at space, with the emergence of SpaceX and others. The way that we built space has certainly changed now with the way we're doing it today.
Yeah, and you also served as the deputy director of the Space Force Planning Task Force, and I'm going to ask you just a bunch of dumb questions because I am so ignorant about a lot of this. But so when the Space Force was created, you didn't hear much about it after that. Has there been constant motion, constant activity, constant development by the Space Force ever since it was created?
Oh, absolutely. And if I guess the best way to describe it is if you can think of this is the first service that was created in 70 years. And you talk about an entrenched, any organization of humans is going to build its bureaucracy around its processes. And then, each service then folds under the Office of the Secretary of Defense, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So you can imagine that the new service that came in had to ask fundamental questions like, what are our uniforms going to look like?
Right,
what are we
going to
call ourselves? All the way up to the very technical, how do we build our budgets relative to the other services? We fall, the Space Force and the Air Force fall under the Department of the Air Force. So how does that work? Is it like the Marine Corps under the Department of the Navy, or is it something different? So those questions don't just get asked and answered and you just move on. So the team that's in there now has been really, every day is a new question that they're trying to answer, a new thing they're trying to invent, a new issue that they, there's no owner's manual for a brand new service, right?
Yeah.
So constantly thinking, and there's a lot of smart people that are thinking hard on this stuff. And so over time, you'll see this thing evolving. But, the issue with the Space Force is they don't have a whole lot of time to provide capabilities. So it's the proverbial changing the engine or installing the engine while the car is running kind of thing.
All right. I want to ask you about that now. We're talking to Brigadier General Mark Baird, president of Virgin Orbit National Systems. When you say we don't have a lot of time, why don't we have a lot of time? Is it because we're competing with every other country?
Well, it's a number of things. The capabilities that we have on orbit right now that we launched years ago to do overhead persistence, infrared, to do what we see as GPS, MilSatCom, there's a number of capabilities. Those things have to continually be refreshed as the satellite ages out or there's a new capability that's needed. So that doesn't stop. So the team that has generated that has to continue. In the meantime, the emergence, like you mentioned, the emergence of this next generation, if you will, or maybe better said, the realization that the adversary that we faced in the Middle East was a very lethal, but not as sophisticated as the adversaries that we may be forced to face in a peer competition. And so they have to be thinking not only about the stuff that they've always done, but how do we prepare for the contingency in the future? And do those at the same time. And that's the thing that is really tough, because if you're just doing what you've always done, does there need to be a new service? Now there's a warfighting mission that transcends what we've been in what we've been doing in the Middle East. So you got to be ready for that next battle, which nobody wants to have to fight, but we,
right.
Our job is to deter it and be ready for it.
Well, okay, so here's another dumb question. When you're talking about the control for space, are you talking about control of space for control on Earth, or are you talking about combat in space? Or are we talking about all of that?
Well, it spans the gamut. I mean, the initial control is, think you have multiple constellations of things that are in space. And if there's something in space that's interesting, but if it doesn't provide the capability that's needed on the ground, then it's nice, but it's not really worth a whole lot. So you have to have people that confuse, F-U-S-E, the data that's coming down to provide a bit of data and information to a warfighter or a intelligence community analyst, or in commercial means providing GPS that you can put in your Garmin and you can count on that's exactly where you need to be. All of that stuff doesn't just happen because something's flying around. The data that's generated by those sensors and that capability on orbit has to come down, be put into a logical format, and then presented in a way that is beneficial. So controlling all of that is not always as cool and sexy as launching a satellite. But it's absolutely important. And then the other side of the control is, if we were to get into any kind of an adversarial relationship, God forbid, we're going to have to, the standard, you move, your adversary moves.
Right.
You have to sense, understand, and then react to that move with another move. And that's what we call battle management, command and control, which is a whole nother area that we, we have to be ready for.
This is just fascinating.
Fall savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,600 off select appliances from top brands like Samsung, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. Wash and dry in one cycle with the Samsung Ultra Capacity All-in-One Washer Dryer Combo from the Home Depot. And get laundry day done faster, running a super speed load in just 98 minutes. Right now, shop fall savings for up to $1,600 off select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Present on September 26th through October 16th. U.S. only. See store online for details. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible, with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual Fall Plant Sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hi,
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
That we can count on. And so, you know, I was working at Lockheed Martin after getting out and had having a great time in the special programs area at Lockheed, great people. But I was approached on, hey, you know, you've been talking about this need to do responsive space. We have a capability. We need, would you like to come and be a part of that? And, you know, I like the people that I work with. And so I said, okay, sure. So the ability to launch something into space from an air capability from anywhere that can handle a 747, any airstrip, if you will, gives you an anytime, anywhere, unwarned capability that is not available right now. And so it was one of those, you know, ante up and kick in. You know, you've been right. Talking about this capability, so let's do it. So here I am.
Yeah, and so Virgin Orbit, who you're the president of Virgin Orbit, much different than Virgin Galactic, right? Can you kind of tell us the difference there?
Sure. Yeah, there's three slices of this. Virgin Galactic is the space tourism part of Virgin, of the Virgin family.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that have the plane that hangs, you know, on the middle of an airframe. Virgin Orbit is the, you know, we are the ones that have the 747 with the Launcher One rocket. It's under the wing of the 747, and that's the Virgin Orbit capability. I'm Virgin Orbit National Systems, and I know that's a little esoteric when we start getting into details here, but Virgin Orbit National Systems is the fully U.S.-based and U.S.-owned capability that can service the national security space community.
Okay.
Virgin Orbit, I mean, they're all great people, but there's anytime you have any issue of foreign ownership, you have to have basically what I'd call an airlock between the foreign owned entity and the one that interfaces primarily with national security space. A lot of companies had to deal with this. Intelsat has Intelsat General, Airbus, obviously, Airbus USA. And so Virgin Orbit National Systems really falls within the Virgin Orbit family, and they're separate from Virgin Galactic.
Okay. And Virgin Orbit has just confirmed the success of its fourth consecutive satellite launch mission. And this launch that was named Straight Up carried seven satellites to low Earth orbit. And what is that?
So low Earth orbit, it roughly is, you know, let's say 500 kilometers up above the Earth's surface. And this is the fourth, like you said, the fourth mission in a row, all to low Earth orbit. You know, there are plans to do different orbits in the future, but the fact that we did four in a row, and I've been around launch for quite a long time, and, you know, I'll knock on wood, but I'll brag on the company a bit. I mean, no other launcher has done four in a row out of the chute like we have. So we are really, really energized. But the focus that we've got is how do we best support the mission? How do we best be a mission partner to the national security space community? And so launching into LEO, we can launch from any place, like I said, anytime, anywhere, unwarned. But this launch was the second consecutive launch, and I'll geek out a little bit, but from the West Coast launching to a 45-degree inclination, no other capability has ever been able to do that just because of the air launch capability. We go a little bit further out over the Pacific, and then we launch at 45 degrees, which basically comes down along Baja Peninsula. Nobody's ever been able to do that.
And this was at night, right?
This was our first nighttime launch, absolutely.
I mean, that's pretty fantastic. And Virgin Orbit, to this point, has now delivered a total of 33 satellites to orbit with 100% mission success. Congratulations, first of all, on that. How closely do you guys, if at all, work with NASA?
We actually have had a few NASA, of the 33 you mentioned, a few of them have been NASA payloads. We primarily support the Space Test Program and the Rocket System Launch Program that are kind of the amalgamation of a lot of those types of payloads. So we've had Air Force Research Lab, NASA, you know, a number of DOD, other DOD payloads. And we've had international payloads on it as well. That's the beauty of having the ability to dispense a lot of these smaller sets is we can be very precise. The way we like to talk about it is some of the bigger launch vehicles can carry a lot of satellites as well, but they basically are the bus that takes you to the depot. We're the Uber. You know, we can take you right to the doorstep.
And you were there for the flight. I mean, that when that was successful, how did that feel?
Well, it was pretty late, pretty early in the morning, so we were all tired, but it was so energizing because, you know, you watch these teams, I mean, toil away, and these guys are so, guys and gals, are so dedicated to the rocket, to the mission, to the, you know, the customers. We had folks out for that. We had some people that came over from Korea that were looking at our capability, and so we're having a good time, but just being able to watch the teams act so professionally. And as you probably know, this was the first time we were supposed to launch the night before, and we had a minor technical glitch. And just to be cautious, we waited and ran it the next day. So not only was it a nighttime launch, you know, pretty much midnight, but we went through and recycled the entire system and then launched with no problems at all. It was an incredible thing to watch.
Yeah, we're talking to Brigadier General Mark Baird, President of Virgin Orbit National Systems. So this guy, Sir Richard Branson, is he a little crazy, a little genius? How would you describe him?
The way I look at him in my interactions with him and everything I've seen, he really is bold and visionary.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of those that said, you know, we can do this, and, you know, like others, but he's one of those, I don't want to hear about what everybody thinks the art of the possible is. I'm going to make my art of the possible. Mm. You know, I'm going to see a capability in his visionary mentality. He has a lot of people around him that really are challenged to think outside the box. And he doesn't, you know, he's one of those bold guys that says, you know what? I think we can do this. And he puts everything into it. And, you know, we've got from him, Dan Hart, who's the CEO of Virgin Orbit, and the whole team. I mean, they are all in. and pulled this thing off. And, you know, last year we had three launches within 1 year for a first time.
Wow.
And now we've had this one. Our next launch is going to be out of Cornwall, England, which will be the first launch off of UK soil ever. The European satellites primarily go out of French Guiana. This will be the first one that takes off from.
Wow. Well, that's history making.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can imagine all the first ofs of these missions.
Yeah.
And so just to see the dedication and the, you know, you've got complete support from Sir Richard Branson and the team all the way up and down the line just to make this thing happen. It's really a great part to be a part of the team.
Now, when you're a part of a successful launch like this, do you get to vacation on Richard Branson's island?
One could wish. I think I'm like 19th or 20th in the fifth line coming in.
Right.
One of his islands.
And, you know, my other question is, okay, you can do all these great things with the launches and the satellites. Why can't I get internet in the country?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of people working on that, you know. And the thing that I found fascinating is, like, think about Jeff Bezos or Richard Branson or Elon Musk. They saw a market where there wasn't one, and they made it. You know, whether it's Amazon, whether it's what we're doing, whether it's Starlink. And that's the thing that we need to really applaud and celebrate, that these are visionaries that saw a market where one didn't exist, and then they made it, and they changed the world.
Well, in general, just kind of emphasize that point. That's something that has made the United States as a country militarily efficient and superior, right? It's always contemplating the next thing and estimating and imagining what could happen and how do we prepare for that, right?
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's been the secret sauce, if you will, which has made our nation great, not just militarily, but across the board, if you think about everything we've done. And that's the thing that, you know, we all struggle with is we can't lose that. We have to keep that innovation and ingenuity and thinking outside the box. We have to continue. You know, there's a pretty hefty funding line for research and development and science and technology and new capabilities. And, you know, that's the struggle in the military. When I was in the military, it's like you can't eat your seed corn, right? You have to continue to fund that stuff and challenge people to think outside the box. You can't rely or coast, if you will, because quickly, especially when I mentioned before, peer competition, they're not coasting.
Right.
And nobody ever wants to get into a position where we have to cross swords with anybody.
Right.
But we also can't let ourselves be past in our capabilities such that you know, there's no, we can basically be put in a corner and we won't have many options, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, we went out and we owned chicken nuggets. I mean, that, you know, I mean, nobody came close. Nobody even thought of that except the United States. And I think, you know, that bodes well for us. But, General, listen, I thank you so much for the time. Thank you for the important work that you're doing. This is just fascinating stuff. Love to have you back on anytime.
I appreciate it.
And just really appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, it's exciting to talk about this incredible capability. So anytime you need me, I'm here.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Would taxing the rich actually solve our problems? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. All of America's 550 billionaires have a combined net worth of $2.5 trillion. Even if we tax them at 100%, we'd have enough money to fund the government for 8 months. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.